Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community In Depth, and we are going to go across the river to Prescott, and we are going to welcome to KDWA Pete French. He's on the phone with us. He's the director and COO of the Prescott Food Pantry, and we're going to get caught up with him and see how things are going. Pete, really nice to chat with you. How have you been?
Things are a little bit quiet most of the time, but we're all getting along just fine.
Well, you know, Pete, I think this is a tough time for everybody, and I would assume in the industry that you're in, helping people at the food pantry, it's been probably an extra difficult time, not only for your organization, but for the people coming in. How have things been going?
Well, I guess basically I can tell you that we've had to stop any individuals coming into our premises, and they have now relegated to calling in their orders. We have a very extensive list of the products that we have on hand, and we go through that list with them when they call in. We fill their orders for them, and we set a time for them to come and pick it up. And now if they're elderly, we'll put it into their vehicle for them. If they're capable, we'll set the products on a table outside our door, and they can place them in their vehicle themselves. But generally, it's going pretty good that way. It started out really busy, if you will, when this virus business started. It slacked off a little bit because, you know, those people that were getting unemployment checks were getting that extra $600 a week or whatever, and people with SNAP benefits or food stamps were getting a little bit extra, and I'm not saying a lot, but they were getting extra, and they felt that they were getting along pretty good. So things slacked off a little, but now that we've turned the corner and that extra monies is not available to them at this point, you know, we're starting to get hit again. So it's picking back up again. And every indication, one of our partners, of course, is Second Harvest Heartland, and they predict that it's just going to go through the roof by Christmas time, by the first of the year. Demand for product is going to be two and three times our normal, which if that happens, we're going to be extremely busy.
Pete, tell us the history of the Prescott Food Pantry, please.
Sure. The Prescott Food Pantry was started by what they call the Prescott Churches Association. That's all of the different churches out in Big River and Oak Grove and here in Prescott. And it actually started in a little closet at Joy Lutheran Church. And then it moved around town a little bit. And I got involved back about 2004. Helping out the director at that point, because I had a business just down the hallway from where they were located at that time. And over the years, we've expanded two or three times ourselves, and I might say that this started over 25 years ago. So the pantry's been around for quite some time. And right now we're located over by the Marathon gas station up on Highway 10 by the motel. And it used to be the old swimming pool building where the motel had its guests in for swimming and what have you. But that pool had been filled in long time ago, and the building is rather large and great for us. It gives us lots of room for storage where we were unable to store much of anything in the past. So over the years, we've had three or four different directors, and I guess I've been hanging around as the director since 2008. I think it was about 2004 I started helping, and I took over as director in 2008.
How has the needs of people changed since 2004?
Oh, my goodness. Everything has changed. I mean, there's nothing so constant as change. Jeepers, it used to be where you would hold up a can of corn and say, do you want a corn? Or do you want a bean? Or do you want this? Or do you want that? And then it progressed to the customer doing the shopping, going up and down the rows of shelving, then they can pick out whatever they want. And it used to be that they could take a bag of product, and then it was up to three bags of product, and now it's take what you need. And we have a wonderful support group over here, and we have just fantastic partners, so we're definitely not hurting for food whatsoever. We've got plenty on hand, and it looks as though through our TFAP partners, which is the Emergency Food Assistance Program, or government commodities, if you will, we've just got oodles of product to hand out. That's pretty much it on that.
Pete, how has COVID changed your hours?
Oh, boy. Well, as you know, we're very proud of our thrift store. Well, it was a year and 9 months ago that we started the thrift store here, having clothing and what have you. And with the virus business happening, well, we couldn't have anybody in here, so we've done away with all the clothing. We no longer have a thrift store. But because of all the extra food products that we're getting, it's almost a blessing, because now we have place to store it, and in such a fashion that it's very easy to refill our shelving and that. So we were, at that point, when we had the thrift store, we were here 5 days a week. We have scaled that back to 3 days a week, although my wife will back me up on this. I'm here usually 7 days a week. Mondays were closed. Tuesday and Wednesday we're here from 9 till 2. Thursdays we're here from noon until 5. And on Mondays we get to packing orders for delivery to the shut-ins, those that have no transportation or can't get to us, or the elderly. And Fridays we're here taking orders for the Monday deliveries, you know, and then I get called because somebody can't get in during the week or what have you. So I'm here at night, or I'm here on the weekends. It's just the way life has been for us for several years. But we don't mind it. It is what it is. And I enjoy, you know, after 35, 40 years in the retail business, I enjoy the public contact, or I wouldn't be here, because mm-hmm. I certainly don't have to be. Like I said, I enjoy it, and as long as I'm enjoying it, I'll stay. But other than that, it's a good thing.
Pete, who does the Prescott Food Pantry serve?
We serve anybody in the Prescott Area School District, and anybody that happens to come through on the first-time basis. If they're needing food, I'm not going to turn anybody away. Like I said, we have plenty of food, and if somebody comes in and they need some food, they'll get it. Now, if they if they don't belong in the Prescott Area School District, I'll help them try and find where they can get it and where they can go. But generally, our bylaws are that we serve the Prescott Area School District, which, you know, goes halfway to Hudson, almost to River Falls, halfway to, or better to Ellsworth, down into Hager City. So we cover a pretty large territory as it is, but if somebody came through and they needed something, they'd get it. And I'd help them find wherever they are living at that point in time. I can help direct them to where they need to go in the future, but I won't turn anybody away.
Pete, as far as the thrift store goes, I know it's closed for right now. Do you see that that's something you might bring back, or do you think it's permanently closed?
No, towards the end there, we were finding that we were bringing more loads of product over to the Goodwill or Salvation Armies or wherever they might be, and, you know, just to get rid of things that we didn't feel. It just wasn't really working that well for us. So, like I said, it was kind of a blessing that it had to go away and not foresee that it'll come back.
Pete, what is the Prescott Food Pantry in need of?
Well, at this point, food is not the item, but storage for the foods. Right now, we're in the midst of a fundraiser for our walk-in cooler. We raised enough money over the last several months to get a nice walk-in freezer with three reach-in glass doors, you know, like you would see in a supermarket. And we have on order a three-door reach-in cooler that is actually supposed to be here a week from today. And we're raising money for that at this point. And if anybody can help with that, that'd be terrific. But, you know, there's a little bit of here and there of grant money out there. And we've applied for just about everything we possibly could. And it was expensive. Our total expenses are going to run somewhere in the $50,000 range for both the freezer and the cooler walk-ins. But we need them. I mean, the numbers of families that we're serving and the anticipated numbers of families is mind-boggling. And I had 11 different compressors running with freezers and coolers and what have you. And I took seven freezers offline and replaced it with one compressor running the walk-in, and that alone is a money savings for us. So you know, electricity isn't cheap, no matter what the ad said.
Pete, as far as your ability to take money and buy more, can you explain that to people? How, if they went to the grocery store and did a donation to you, that's great.
Yeah,
but you,
the rule of thumb is you'll see different organizations say it differently, and you know, I guess any good accountant can twist things to make it sound the way it should. But in our opinion, if you went into any one of the grocery stores, and you can pick the one that you want, and you got a can of beans, for instance, let's just say baked beans for $1.69. Well, right now, I can get a case of 24 cans of those baked beans for $4 and something. You know, so you're just looking at just a world of difference in cost. So I have in the past driven into Second Harvest up in the cities and filled a pickup load with food, a pickup, and, you know, spent less than $50 for it. It's the buying the food at this point is not an issue for us, but in the future it will be when all the discount rates go away and what have you. And, you know, under normal circumstances, you can figure that I can get probably for every dollar donated, and get $10 worth of product for it.
As far as if there's somebody listening that maybe could use the services of the Prescott Food Pantry, how does a person go about that, please?
Well, first of all, they can call. And our number here, and I'll tell you that right now, is 715-262-4143. Our line set, they'll get busy being, we're taking orders over the phone, so if you get a recording, leave your name and number. You know, speak slow on the recording, because sometimes it's hard to understand people when they speed talk. And we will call them back just as soon as possible. And if somebody needs food, we're going to take care of them. That's the bottom line.
So 715-262-4143. And why don't you tell us your hours of operation again, please?
Okay. On Tuesday and Wednesdays, we're here from 9 a.m. till 2 in the afternoon. On Thursdays, we're here from noon until 5. And if they call, and they can call just about any time, and we'll take their order. I'm, like I said, I'm here usually on Mondays and Fridays also, and they can call, and I check the messages here all the time, and if I'll call them back. If they need to be called back in the evening, I'll call them in the evening, and we can take their order. We'll pack it. We'll set a time for them to come and pick it up, and you know, all's good.
Well, all is good, Pete. We want to thank you for calling in today and telling us more about the Prescott Food Pantry. Our guest is Pete French. He is the director and COO of the Prescott Food Pantry. And if you are interested in their services, please give them a call at 715-262-4143. Or, Pete, I know you would be open to any donations as well.
Absolutely. We used to say cash is king. We can buy so much more for every dollar that comes in than anybody else can do, you know. So it's a blessing when we get cash donations.
Pete, thank you so much for all you're doing. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.